This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. 13 years ago, a new film festival tradition started in our very own Sun Valley. And since then, each year, the Family of Women Film Festival has highlighted inspiring films about women's issues from all over the world. In partnership with the United Nations group that deals with women's rights, this festival is now in its 13th year. But for the first time, thanks to COVID, it will be fully remote. Festival Director Peggy Goldwin is joining Idaho Matters Live right now to talk about the films highlighted in this year's festival, but also the logistics of hosting a completely virtual film festival. Peggy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So the theme of your film festival, as we mentioned, is women's issues from around the world. What are some of the topics that you're exploring this year?
Well, each year we have a theme. And this year, our theme is Women Who Won't Be Stopped. So we have had five films in the festival about stubborn women, courageous women, one girl, actually, who are on a mission and nothing will stop them. And I think it was a good theme for this year when everybody might be feeling a little bit down. And we're about halfway through now with this first virtual festival.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because you did have to go fully online because of COVID, but the good, because it used to be, I mean, in person in Sun Valley, but it's free this year. So how can people watch this, even though you're halfway through it, you said?
Well, yes, it couldn't have happened without the help of the community library in Ketchum, which is fully set up for any kind of visual audio presentation. And every presentation at the community library is free. And because our costs to put on the festival were much less, we didn't have to fly people in and all those other matters, we opened it up perfectly free to the public. We're really supported by donors who believe in the cause, which is UNFPA, the United Nations Agency for Reproductive Health and Women's Rights. So they underwrote all the costs. There are still on the community library website and also on our website, familyofwomanfilmfestival.org, links to watch our keynote speaker, who was the Undersecretary General of the United Nations, talking about UN response to COVID, particularly as it affects women around the world, as well as our opening night film, a drama, A Girl from Mogadishu, which is very inspiring because it's based on a real person. Mm-hmm. Tonight, streaming at 6 p.m. free through the community library website, and this is free not only in the state of Idaho, but all over the U.S., is a wonderful documentary called Apache 8 about a team of White Mountain Apache women firefighters. And we'll have a discussion after the screening with one of the firefighters and the filmmaker, and that will be moderated by Tracy Andrus, who's the chair of the board of the Andrus Center. And this film and two other of our films will also be featured at the Andrus Center's Women in Leadership Conference this coming week in Boise. And tomorrow night and Sunday, we'll have two free matinees, and they'll both be streaming at 4 p.m. So there's still events to take advantage of.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, how lucky are all of we that it's free this year and accessible to everyone. You don't have to travel necessarily. Peggy, what I think is interesting is that you wrote at the beginning of this film festival 13 years ago that it was actually really difficult to find films that dealt with women's issues. And now you have so many to choose from. What do you think has changed in the last little bit more than a decade?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think there's a tendency to say we talk and talk and talk, but nothing changes. And for me, I've very much seen a shift that more and more films are being made about women and women's issues, both documentaries and dramas. And they're not only being made by women. Men are taking notice too. Women have always been a big audience for what I guess might be called specialized films, foreign films, smaller films. But now those kinds of films have gone mainstream. And there are more of them. Every year I have more and more choices. I have to eliminate certain films because I just can't have that many and take on that big a film festival.
It's kind of nice to have a problem like that, right?
Oh, it certainly is.
Before I let you go, is there a particular film that you're excited about this year?
Well, I feel they all become my babies. I get very close to them. And of course, I'm talking to the filmmakers and some of the subjects before it even happens. So when we have had a live festival, there has been a family of everyone who's come here and spoken here. And I think it still goes on. But I think the films that your audience can still easily see, Apache 8 tonight, and a wonderful comedy from Saudi Arabia tomorrow at 4. If you can imagine Saudi Arabian comedy in the same sentence, it's by the only female director, writer, producer in Saudi Arabia. And wow. It's really quite fun. And I think we'll just educate people that, oh, it's quite different than they might have thought. And then Sunday, I do have to say, to round out the festival, also at 4 p.m. streaming through the community library, is a wonderful drama from China. It's not brand new, but it's a classic. And it's about an art that not many Americans know about called face changing. And the elderly gentleman who wanted to pass this art down to his son or his grandson, but he doesn't have one. So he acquires, yes?
I am going to need to let you go. We are out of time. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Peggy Goldwyn, the director of the Family of Women Film Festival happening this week. We will put a link on our website so people can see those films for free tonight through the weekend. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It's Friday. I hope you find some joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here on Monday.